So, welcome to NaNoWriMo. How's it going?
Welcome to NaNoWriMo.
Welcome to November 2021. I can't believe this year is almost over.
I know, right? It feels like it just started, kind of. Not really.
Not really. We've just been in a situation.
It's been...
for a long time.
It's been like... what is the word? It's been like... fucked up.
What's the word I'm looking for? Fucked up.
Like, you know, I don't know. It's just... I feel like it's just never fucking ending. It's just like... ugh.
It's really grim. But how are you doing personally?
Not a fucking clue. Isn't that sad?
No, it's not sad. Sometimes you don't know how you're feeling.
I have so much shit I want to do, but it's like, I just don't have the...
execution? Get up and go?
Like the motivation to do it.
Okay.
Or maybe the discipline to, like...
it's probably discipline. I like not working for anybody, but I know when I am working for someone, they have expectations of me and I do my job. So when you don't have someone, you know, above your head saying, do this, which you shouldn't, nobody wants that, but you need to find a way to inspire yourself or kind of set goals for yourself to get it done.
Oh, I have goals, but I just don't like to get out of the bed. That's the problem.
Okay.
I'd rather sleep.
You get out of the bed every day. What are you even talking about?
I know I do, but... or get off the couch. Or, you know, like, I just don't feel like doing things.
I'm with you, but I gotta get things done. Or it'll be chaos.
It is. It's total chaos. Like... fucking Aries is like running around. I mean, not Aries. What's his name? God of Chaos. He's running around my house all the time. He's like, fucking.
Yeah.
What's going on with you?
What is going on with me? Oh my gosh. It's November. I have another event coming up in Rosemond at Bliss, the Winter Bazaar.
I really, see, that's what...
you could still sign up for that if you want to.
But here's what. I was like, oh, maybe I'll crochet some things to sell there. And then I was like, it's NaNoWriMo. So I'm like, I can't do both. I can't do NaNoWriMo and make crochet products. Mom was like, well, you know, you don't think you can do both? I was like, I can do both, but it's a matter of, do I want to do both? Do I want to be able, like, do, like...
the bazaar.
My
will
days
bring
would
you
have
money.
To be so structured. I know. My days would have to be so structured, and yep. They're not. They're just not. They're not. And you know, I can't get that much structure like down in a month. It's just not possible because it's literally a month away.
Yeah. So a month and 2 days.
Yeah. And so I would like, you can't just jump into structure. Like, you know,
jump
you
into
have
structure.
To ease into structure and. There's no fucking way. So.
Well, I found that crochet thing that you did for my head. I found it. So,
oh, okay.
You know, you could work on that. You've got 2 days to figure out how to get structure in 30 days. So there's your goal. But yes, the Winter Bazaar is coming up. I'm going to be making lots of dog biscuits. I was working on Beauty's Biscuits website today, www.beautiesbiscuits.com. Get your dog some fresh dog biscuits. Or send a gift to a friend that has a dog.
Yeah.
Use offer code LIES. I'll hook them up and tell them you sent them. But I added someone that I delivered dog biscuits to last week. She was asking about, you know, my Christmas cookies because she wants to send some gifts to some friends this year.
Doggy Christmas cookies?
Yeah. Which are just Beauty's biscuits in the shape of candy canes and snowflakes and teddy bears and shit. But it's cute. So I was getting that updated on the website so I could launch that pretty soon. It's a perfect Hanukkah gift as well. Hanukkah starts this month.
Yep.
So I'm trying to get my S in order for Beauty's Biscuits. I'm really thinking about becoming a C Corp. And like from the The person we're going to talk about today, if I didn't learn anything, is that he knew how to hire the right people and put them in like the positions to make business, like to make money and stuff. But that was it. Anyway, I'm just trying to get my S in order and have structure.
Your S.
My shit. Uh-huh. I like to say S.
It's weird.
It is weird. Anyway, let's get into it. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleeks.
And this is Book of Lies. The podcast.
It's Bulp Bitches.
I really need to learn how to edit like music in here, like bitches, and put some music behind it. That would sound so fun. Okay. Hello, listeners. Sorry your episode is late this week, but thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
If this is your first episode, welcome. It's not late. It's right on time. And if you aren't already, go ahead and follow us on Twitter, Book of Lies Pod. You can visit our website, bookofliespodcast.com, or you can visit us on Instagram or Facebook at Book of Lies Podcast. We also have Patreon. We released an episode last week, and it was Lulu Rich. That was a fun time, actually. I listened to it again. Yeah, of course, I listened to everything like a couple times because I do the thing. Mm-hmm. But it was actually really fun. So check that episode out. Patreon produced the podcast. Helps with the hosting costs and all these things. I want to get like a double mic thing.
I have a mic.
You just never bring it.
Well, because it's the kind that you actually have to fucking mount to the table.
Okay.
And so it's not... I mean, I get it's portable in the... the fact that, yeah, I can carry it around, but, like, it has to be mounted to things, and so...
You can mount it to
once it's mounted, I don't want to have to unmount it.
Oh, because it really screws in really good, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe you should just bring it here, and then you could use it while you record here.
Well, I have to use it. I'm doing this month for NaNoWriMo. I'm doing...
You're doing a stream. Twitch.
Yeah, I'm
doing... When is that?
So, I have two slots now, because... there was a bunch of open spaces. So Saturday the 13th, 11 p.m. our time.
Pacific Standard Time.
And then Sunday, 9 a.m.
The following Sunday?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah, so.
How long is your
stream? I signed
up
for those two. Okay. They're 2 hours.
Okay. You're a crazy person.
Well, I was, okay, because, you know, it's people from across the
world.
Yeah. I signed up for the 11 p.m. one first. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, once everybody had signed up, there were still open spots. So I was like, okay, I'll sign up for another one. I'll just fill a spot. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't want to be recording at 3 a.m. So I was like, let me pick like a time that I can get up and like, you know, be prepared to do it. So 9 a.m. the next day was the one that was available. So okay. I picked it.
All right. Well, we'll be watching on Twitch. We'll make sure to share those credentials with you folks so you could give Brandy some support and follow you on Twitch. Right?
Yeah, I need Twitch. Well, I haven't done any. I've only done that little like 1 minute little recording introducing myself sort of, and I haven't done any streams because I just haven't, and so that probably will be the first one unless I do one this week.
Yeah, do one this week because we have until the 13th and the 14th to watch your streams,
right
of November, 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, and on the 14th it will be at 9 a.m.
Yeah.
Pacific Standard Time or 12 noon Eastern Standard Time.
Yeah.
All right. So check it out. But what I was saying was join us on Patreon. I don't remember what we were talking about.
You were talking about the mic.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, that's what the Patreon helps with. Buying equipment for us so we could sound better for you. You're welcome.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
What can I say except you're welcome.
The Rock is getting paid. He's still like one of those in-demand folks. You know what I mean?
Saying. That's right. He was in that Disney movie with Emily Blunt. The
Jungle Cruise.
Yeah, that.
I
didn't watch it.
Well, I think I mentioned this on the podcast. If I didn't,
Mention what?
That Jamal downloaded that on some bootleg website, and like we watched it on the TV. Yeah. And then, yeah. And then Spectrum turned off our internet. They were like, hey, motherfucker, you downloaded some bootleg shit. Don't do it again.
Oh, what?
Uh-huh, because all of a sudden the internet was out, and I was like, hey, it's got the internet. And so ooh. Jamal finally like went in his email and saw that Spectrum had sent him an email and was like, you downloaded something, like you downloaded this off of this website on your network. You know what I mean? Because we're connected to the IP address. They probably tracked it that way.
Oh, damn. So, they're monitoring?
Yes, girl.
Be careful, guys.
So do that shit at the library or something. You know what I mean?
What?
It was crazy. The they'll find out. I'm just saying.
The library will cancel your membership.
Your free membership has been canceled. So that did happen. It was crazy. And it was for the Jungle Cruise, and it wasn't that good.
That's the movie or the
movie and the quality. Okay. Both. Maybe if I paid for it, it might have been a little better.
Probably. A lot better.
I wonder if it's on Disney Plus yet. Mm. I don't think so. So this week is the last episode of the reunion of Beverly Hills.
Oh yeah.
And I'm ready for this to be over.
It's not as exciting as they made it seem.
Yeah, I'm just like, okay, whatever. You're going to keep asking them the same fucking questions. I'm over this.
Yeah. I want to know more about Kathy and Kyle and Kim's bullshit ass falling out all the time.
I would love to know more about that. But how about breaking news? Dory got fucking robbed. Like, you know, people broke. She had a home invasion last week.
Yeah.
Apparently three folks busted through her kids' like kindergarten door. I guess she has like a classroom at her house. They came in through there and like took jewelry and purses and cash, and they're like, we'll kill you and your family. Like, damn. Mm. Just take my shit and get the fuck out of here. That's fucked up, man.
They're, you know, they have to make threats so you don't call the police while they're there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Or whatever.
Yeah. I guess so. Scare the shit out of me. But, like you said, you saw the pictures of them, the housewives walking up, right?
Oh, yeah. On the news, Erica picked her up, you know. So she, like, went to her house and they got in Erica's car and left. And I was like, oh, Erica's on TV, on the news.
Oh, okay. I get it. And then I've been trying to catch up on the Salt Lake City housewives because I'm just waiting for Jen's drama.
I haven't been watching it.
Well, I hadn't been watching it either. I had like three episodes that I need to catch up on. Mm-hmm. And I want to see the Gen T. They better not make me wait to the end of the season for this shit to go down.
They probably will because they literally, well, sometimes they start like it's in the middle.
Hopefully, like it's a, hopefully they play it out through the whole season. Do you know what I'm like through the rest of the season? Because I feel like there's already seven episodes. So we're halfway, maybe like three. And then I'm hoping that it's like, oh, this shit happens. And then it's like, oh, she's on the run. Oh, they catch her. Oh, she's in jail. Oh, she finds out who tells on her. Do you know what I'm saying? I hope they really play it out.
We'll see.
I want drama.
Well, you know, there's going to be all that the speculation about, oh my God, do you think she really did it? Yeah, she did it. Blah, 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 blah. You know, the gossiping among each other.
Because I completely forgot it was even in this season. Because I'm bored with what's happening right now. It's all this Whitney Rose and Lisa drama. It's boring. All right, so let's get into what we're really here for.
That's why I haven't been watching it, to be honest. I haven't been watching Potomac either.
Oh, Potomac ended. I watched the finale.
Oh, I haven't. See,
I watched the finale, and Nicki Minaj is going to be doing the reunion.
I heard.
Or half of the reunion.
I heard, yeah. She was like, I want in. Let me in.
Uh-huh.
And we're like, okay.
Andy's like, yes, queen. I'm here for it. Mm-hmm. I don't know if he said it just like that, but I imagine so. All right. So, guys, would you like to know what we're talking about? I will tell you.
What are we talking about?
Today, we're here to talk about a fellow by the name of David H. Brooks. I got this story fresh and hot from American Greed. I used some resources from encyclopedia.com. Times of Israel, Wall Street Journal, and the New York Times.com. David H. Brooks was born in Brooklyn, New York, And apparently his dad had this bone disease that made him less than 5 feet tall.
He had brittle bone disease?
I don't know what it was, but like people pitied him. Like they were just like, oh, you like, you know, you little dude. And I'm sure it was like, I'm not sure, but it was in the 60s. People were assholes to it.
Yeah.
And so,
it was a time when sensitivity was not a thing.
There was no sensitivity. And apparently, that gave David a complex because people were like, you know, bullied him and stuff like
about
that.
About his dad.
Oh, God.
It was fucking asshole kids.
It was grief.
Your dad is short. Whatever. Fucking losers.
How about you shut your mouth, Ted? All right?
Teddy.
Damn it. His family moved to Long Island. He was about the age of 14, and he got a job at the Roosevelt Raceway grooming horses and fell in love and got really involved with harness racing. I didn't know about harness racing. I was like, okay. And it's like they sit on the back of a horse differently. They're
on like a chariot type.
Yeah.
Like, it's not a chariot, but yeah, they're like in a... like a little cart behind the horse. Yeah.
Interesting. So he started grooming the horses. He learned how to like handle the horses. And this raceway, since he was there for so long, he learned how to pick horses.
Of course.
Very well. So he made a lot of money picking horses. And then he got involved in the stock market. So in 1986, so at this time he's about 20. So I guess he's born in about 66, in the 60s. So in 1986, him and his brother start a stock brokerage business, and they become millionaires.
Speaking of millionaires, have you heard about this fucking, this digital currency? I forgot what it's called. It's like named after a chick, or it has a chick's name, that like basically skyrocketed last week, and people, some guy had...
He didn't have his login credentials, right?
Or something like that. Yeah, he like had bought $8,000 worth of it, and it's like worth... $6 billion now?
Yes.
The fuck?
And lost his login credentials.
That's crazy to me.
How come you can't reset that shit?
You can. You have it's called a Bitcoin wallet or
I heard about it on the radio, but I didn't really look into it. I heard it and I was like, damn, that sucks. Moving on.
They're assuming he lost his credentials because he hasn't like
claimed it.
Yeah.
Or so flipped it.
Maybe
or
he
anything.
Forgot. Yeah.
Maybe he died.
Maybe. Or that. I don't know. I have like literally 0.75 bitcoins in my coin wallet right now. Coinbase is what it's called.
How much is it worth?
$0.
I don't do anything with Bitcoin. Maybe I should start accepting Bitcoin.
The only reason that I had the Bitcoin was because when I was like looking for work there, you know how they have all those, oh, sign up to take surveys and sign up for this and blah, 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 blah. And I was doing that and they were paying in Bitcoin. Mm-hmm. And so I have Coinbase and I have tiny, tiny, tiny amounts of Bitcoin, which aren't worth anything.
Right.
Because you have to have a lot of Bitcoin to have it be worth anything, and I don't.
So. Okay, anyway. So they become millionaires. And so let me tell you a little bit about David Brooks. He's an asshole.
We love the assholes.
He has a short temper. He's a racist.
Oh, God.
And he just likes to yell at people.
Mm, okay.
So
yeah,
let's just put it there.
He's an asshole.
He gets in trouble in 1992 with the SEC. He's fined and his license is taken away for 5 years for insider trading.
Oh. Okay, Martha.
So he knows the stock market very well. And since his license is taken away for 5 years, I'm like, 5 years, that's it? Like, you're a cheater. First, you're a traitor, but 5 years, fine, whatever. So then what he does is he starts a holding company to invest in other businesses. So he starts DHB. It's called DHB Capital Group. That's what he first started.
Are those his initials?
Yes. Okay. He named it after himself because he's a narcissist. David H. Brooks. So he names it after himself. And he does this so he can start investing in other companies, maybe as a way to make income, obviously, since he can't trade on the stock market.
Wait, okay, so is he an angel investor or is he just like...
I think he's one of those takeover investors. Oh, okay. So he's like, okay, you know, I'll invest this, but I want to own this much of the company.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But who cares?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it matters. He's spending his money. He likes luxury shit.
Of course.
So he has luxury cars. He has a Rolls Royce, a Bentley, Mercedes. Mm-hmm. You know, you name it.
He probably doesn't drive any of them. They probably just sit in a
garage.
They're
in the garage. We could see them. He's doing this business and he works from home. And he gets this guy by the name of Douglas Burns to act as president for the holding company, DHB Capital Group. He starts his company in 1992. He eventually finds his company called Point Blank Body Armor. In 1995, he purchases Point Blank Body Armor, Inc., because they were like in bankruptcy or whatever. So he takes hold of this company.
They sound like a government contractor.
Oh, well, yeah, you're about to get it. They're not a government contractor yet.
Okay.
So he then hires this guy by the name of Jim McGee, a retired military colonel, to work as president and run operations of the company. So they are getting military contracts. They're getting contracts with police departments, creating body armor, bulletproof vests, right? They got sewers, they're producing products, but it's kind of like a sweatshop. So he has this location in...
So they actually make it.
They sew them. They sew them and they create armor. They
okay. Well, yeah, like they
sew like the Kevlar together. They sew the vest. They put the plates in. They manufacture these vests.
Okay, so they're not just a distributor.
No, a manufacturer. They are a manufacturer and they are a distributor.
Okay,
they have a location in I think it's called Oakland Park, Florida, and it is a fucking sweatshop. They employ immigrants. You know, lots of browns.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Lots of brown people. McGee's like, oh, you know, let me go ahead and give them a little bit of a raise. I'll give them a couple cents. David's like, what the fuck? Like, you increase their pay? He was like, a couple cents, man. You know, it's hot in Florida. And he's like, no, cut it back. No, no, no. Or lay some people off. Like,
what?
He's a slave driver. Every day he's calling McGee. He's like, you know, how much money have we made? Today, I want to know daily numbers. He set a goal for him of $20,000 of products being shipped or orders daily. So he's just stalking this fool. What are the numbers? Because David's in New York.
All right.
And McGee and this office was relocated to Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They have lots of sewers. I think it's about like 370 sewers. And this guy goes ballistic and he's a cheap bastard also. So the company's growing, and David has a lavish lifestyle to maintain.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, he wants to know the numbers daily, and he's also using this company as his piggy bank. Because, you know, he's DHB that happens to own this company, but he's spending from Point Blank on stuff.
Right.
We're going to talk about the stuff. But this company is growing. So he acquires the company in 1995. In 1997, what happens is they get this this design, and it's for a new line of vests called the Interceptor.
The Interceptor.
The Interceptor.
Sounds like a fucking Terminator movie. The Interceptor.
And apparently these vests were, like, you know, pretty legit, and they owned the patent on the vest.
Mm-hmm.
So McGee has actually, like, seen active duty, the president there. He's seen active duty. And he's really excited about this vest. It has, like, bulletproof plates in the front and in the back. And it's high on the side under the armpit. So, like, when the guy's, like, holding the rifle, he's protected. So there's no, you know, points of exposure.
Right.
Right. So in 1998, McGee gets a military contract for the U.S. Marine Corps for the Interceptor. And they get an $82 million contract. And this is just for the Marine Corps. Settle down. We get this contract. So this brings in more revenue that this guy's happy about. He's like, okay, we're bringing in this money here. We're still supplying other stuff to, you know, these other accounts and contracts that we have.
Like gun store owners and shit.
Yeah. So they're making millions. Mm-hmm. They're making millions and millions of dollars right now. McGee notices fake invoices and that the inventory is wrong. And he's like, yo, David, or, you know, as David calls him every day to find out the numbers, he's like, what's going on with this and what's going on with that? And David's like, shut the fuck up and mind your business.
Oh, my God.
And he really said this. I'm not being dramatic this time.
Those words came out of his mouth.
Shut the fuck up and mind your business. And apparently he would call him like at 6 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, my God.
And say, hey, you spent $6, $603 on fabric and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, well, yeah, I used to spend $638. And he was like, oh, okay, bye. Like, because, like, he, like, apparently was working from home for this DHB company, the holding company. He was working out of his home.
Right.
And apparently he would put all the invoices out on his bed and just, like, see everything that he had to pay.
He's a nutcase.
So he would nitpick everything. Who has time to do this?
Somebody who is crazy.
So, I don't, seriously, if I could be that type of person, I would be a fucking billionaire. Mm-hmm. But I just don't have it. I don't have the, the motivation. Like, you know, it sucks.
Yeah. So, McGee's like, who is Gianni Versace? He does not work here. Who is this?
What?
So fucking David is shopping. Like, he's going and shopping at the Versace store.
And he's invoicing it?
No, I don't know if he's invoicing it, but he's seeing charges.
Uh-huh.
He's seeing like $6,000, $5,000 charges.
Right.
He's like, who's Gianni Versace? But this was back in the day because it's not even 2000 yet.
Right.
He's seeing things for, this guy's condo in Florida on bills and stuff like that. So maybe he is invoicing it. And so he's like, what's going on with this? He keeps questioning him and he's just like, shut the fuck up and do what I tell you to do and mind your business.
Right.
So this guy's like, you can't talk to me like that. I'm over this. And he says he faxed him his letter of resignation. He was like, go check your fax machine.
Yeah, fax. Okay.
I'm out of here. But apparently David, like I said, he was a jerk and he had all these people working in this sweatshop in Florida. And he was like, fire all the niggers.
What?
Right. And then McGee was like, I haven't heard that word in 30 years. And he's like, and I went to school in the South.
Oh my God.
And like, he's a racist.
What a kind of bullshit ass bullshit.
Mm-hmm. Like he would degrade people. He's like, hey, you stink. And apparently this place had no windows.
Of course it doesn't.
It was poorly ventilated. Yeah. Apparently the water machine.
It's probably a fucking fire hazard.
It's a sweatshop. And then like they were like the water cooler had like roaches and shit. Like, and they're hiring immigrants, of course, and because, people who need a job.
And people who won't say anything because they need a job.
Well, they were sick of it. And the guy was like, he's abusive verbally and he's being rude. And so they decided to join the union. So, which union was it? It's the Unite Union. The Union of Needle Trades, Industrial, and Textile Employees.
Okay. Good.
So, they were complaining about...
And I say union!
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 They were complaining about low wages and lousy conditions. Some workers at the Florida plant rallied to join the union and walked off the job for a couple of weeks in 2000. In 2001... In July, so before September 11th happened, because it was September 11th, 2001,
I was pregnant.
He renamed the company to DHB Industries, so people didn't think it was a firm that was involved with investment banking or financial services. So he's like, let's change the name.
From Inc. to Industries.
Got it. Right. But apparently when he was DHB Capital Group, he got kicked off of the NASDAQ. He was delisted from the NASDAQ.
So he was publicly traded?
Yes. He becomes public and starts trading stock with his company.
Okay.
He got kicked off, changes the company name in 2001, and then is accepted back onto the NASDAQ.
You know what's funny? It's that there's a lot of companies that have similar names. So, yeah, they can do that.
Yeah.
But they would know who owns it. Like, what the fuck? Unless he, like, had, you know, some fake name as the owner.
It's him.
I know. Yeah. But if they kicked him off, they would know who he is and wouldn't want him back. Because there are companies that have similar names, like SunTrust and SunKissed and SunThis and Sun... Like, they all have similar fucking sounding names.
Yeah.
And that last word, Inc., or Incorporated, or, you know... whatever the fuck, all that other shit.
Yeah.
So.
Limited.
Mm-hmm.
All that shit. They change the name, and a couple months later, they're on NASDAQ. And September 11th happens, and then their stock goes through the roof. Because,
A war started?
A war fucking started. Okay?
Yeah.
Now we're at war, and all the military folks need vests.
Mm-hmm.
This is accounting for 90% of their revenue, which is about $98 million in 2001.
Right.
And Point Blank holds the patent for the design. Mm. So they are the only people who can make, manufacture, and produce those vests.
Right.
So he's making money hand over fist. But then there's an issue with, like, Kevlar.
Kevlar.
They're getting something from Japan. I want to call it, it's not Rylon. It's something along that line. If you know what it is, you know what it is. They're having an issue providing this product. Mm-hmm. And then they were saying that it was failing if there was heat, like if the material was heated. Or
if there it was, got too hot.
Yeah, or humidity.
Yeah. So they, it would break down. Kind of like condoms and latex. I mean, condoms and Vaseline.
Yeah. Condoms and latex. Lubricants.
Lube. But specifically Vaseline.
Yeah.
Petroleum. Petroleum products break down latex.
Okay.
So don't put fucking Vaseline on your balloons, guys.
Use a water-based lube.
Exactly.
So they quality control the vests. They make sure they don't fail.
Oh, God.
And so David was like, what's with all this quality control? Let's just get this shit.
Oh, God.
Let's just get this shit handled.
Fucking asshole. Putting people's lives in jeopardy.
He's going to put a lot of people's lives in jeopardy.
That's wonderful.
And not give a F-U-C-K. So.
What's with all the abbreviations and spellings? What's going on?
What if somebody's listening to this in public?
I say, fuck them. Because fuck them, that's why.
Fuck them, that's why. We're not safe for work. Okay. There's that issue. And I think that like was affected maybe about 60,000 vests with that particular problem. Mm. Then there was another problem where they were like, you know, cutting the materials and stuff. And they didn't have enough material to cover the shoulders. And so there was a lot of vests that went out that didn't have, you know, the right type of shoulder coverage. And then with the issue with the heat and the humidity, if I get hit with a hot gun, it's going right through a hot bullet. Do you know what I'm saying? It's going right through the vest. So it's failing at certain points in the vest. And they sent them.
Right.
They sent them out because they needed it. So they had maybe 10,000 soldiers sign waivers saying, you may have a bad vest, because they tried to do a recall and the serial numbers, they couldn't find them on the vest because they were worn off. So
worn off?
Like from wearing them, the serial number.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, what do they do to the fucking serial numbers now?
Okay. No. Okay. They're on there, but there was a lot of people thought they were safe, and in fact were not. And then, you know, we're at war, and it's the beginning of war, so there's a lot of casualties.
Yeah.
Net profit for the companies, like, you know, $10 million, even though, like, the company's bringing in revenue, $98 million. Net profit's $10 million. Shares on the stock exchange. Okay, so what David's also doing is he's fudging the numbers.
Yeah.
He's fudging the numbers a lot. And one day he decides he is going to, because he's a public company now, so he has shares. So he decides to pump and dump because he's very familiar with the stock market. So he.
What an asshole.
He makes it look like they're making all this money and the stocks were worth like $5 at one time, $5 a share. He drives it up to maybe $40 a share-ish, and then dumps all this stock and makes, I believe he made like $200 million on the stock market. And then stock fraud, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to say it's insider trading, but it is kind of insider trading because he's doing all kinds of things. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he's inflating the numbers.
That's what it is. He's inflating the numbers. Yes. Okay, so September 11th happens, then the walkout happens at the textile company in 2002. So then they're having problems fulfilling items. They open up another shop, like in Tennessee. They even opened up another facility to produce the products in a different country as well, which is very strange. So Nice. Oh, in Belgium.
So they become Point Blank International. And so they started firing people who were on strike, the leaders, as a scare tactic to, you know, kind of get people to come back.
You can't do that, but okay.
Mm-hmm. But the people that are creating the employees, they're complaining about them skimping on the quality of the products because they know there's an issue. And they're like saying, these fail. There's a fail pile. There's a fail. Well, they're like, hey, they didn't make it. There's a pile for that.
And he's like, send them anyway.
Yes. Of course. That's exactly what he did. But it's still war. So they're still making money and they're the only person that's able to produce these vests.
The specific vests.
These specific vests.
The military's like, we want those vests. Mm-hmm. So, yeah.
And then they find out that, cause they, okay, I'll tell you why this investigation happens. Okay. So it's November 2005 and, David throws a party at the Rockefeller Center for his daughter's bat mitzvah.
Okay. Oh, he's Jewish? Okay. Now all right, go ahead.
Now we know the penny pinching. That's so rude.
No, because like, how are you going to be a racist and be Jewish? But whatever. Go ahead.
Right.
You know what, you know, racism is like, but whatever.
He's an asshole. He doesn't care. Yeah. That's what these people were saying. They're like, he didn't care what he was making. He didn't care. He was like, it could have been stuffed panda bears. As long as he was making money.
Yeah.
That's all he cared about. He wanted to fund a company so he could have a piggy bank. And he knew what to do once he had this company.
Right.
The guy, Jim McGee, the guy who was a former colonel, he was like, I'm interested in this because I've been there and I want to save some soldiers' lives.
Right. Meanwhile, he's like, I don't give a fuck.
Exactly. So he throws a party for his daughter's bat mitzvah, spends $10 million. Apparently, it was a fucking amazing party, though.
Of course.
Apparently,
it's a $10 million party.
It's off the chain. There was shrimp. There was steak. There was lobsters, drinks, dance floor, music, decorations. The motherfucker
Somebody married him?
Aerosmith to open, to perform. They had Aerosmith, 50 Cent, Kenny G, The Eagles, and Tom Petty. Performed at this bat mitzvah.
In 2005.
In 2005, November.
Wow.
After the party, people were like, who the fuck is David Brooks and why is he spending this type of money on a bat mitzvah?
Because he's rich.
He called it mitzvah palooza.
All right.
So, they investigate him.
Because they were like, who is this guy? Well, okay.
Who's going to spend this type of money? This is frivolous.
He's not the only person to ever throw a party, but he's not a rapper. And that's probably what they're like, oh, well, he's not, I've never heard of him. He's not a rapper. How does he have $10 million to spend on a party?
But he owns like a company that has government contracts that he's providing to the military.
But the IRS is the one who's looking into this, right? If you can spend $10 million, the IRS is going to be like, who are you?
Okay. So he's a public company, right? So he has stockholders. Mm-hmm. So they're just doing, maybe it is the IRS. I'm not sure.
I should have wrote down who. Or it was. It couldn't have been the FCC.
It was the SEC, I think. So what he's doing, along with lying about the inventory, he's inflating the price of the products he's supplying. So he's manipulating the inventory numbers. He lied and said that he shipped 60,000 vests worth $9 million, and they got lost in a hurricane. He's like, oh, they got lost in a hurricane.
Was there a hurricane around
that Florida time? They're coming from Florida.
But where, what month was this?
It doesn't really matter because they couldn't find proof of this. They couldn't find, like, logistics. They couldn't find orders. They couldn't find any of this.
Okay.
He's lying.
I'm just saying, like.
What hurricane was it?
Yeah,
Katrina?
Like,
was it Katrina?
If I'm saying, like, if it was fucking January, there aren't any hurricanes in Florida in January. So if it was fucking.
As they were
July,
when they were like looking through the books, this is when they saw like these inventory and number slightages.
Okay.
This guy bought a diamond. He bought a diamond. It was diamond, ruby, and sapphire belt buckle. And it was the American flag.
Oh.
Red, white, and blue.
How annoying.
Red, rubies, blue, sapphire.
Well, you can't say he's not a patriot.
$100,000.
That's obnoxious. That is so obnoxious. He's not even from Texas. Like, that's really fucking obnoxious.
And the reason I say Texas is because they wear
big belt buckles over there. They're very patriotic and would love a flag.
That's fucking obnoxious.
So he is still in love with harness racing.
So that's right. That's where he got his start, right?
He has a few ranches. I guess he owns like 200 horses.
Yeah, okay.
And he wins, like, it's called, like, the, I don't know, whatever it's called, the Super Horse Contest one year. And his horses get first and second place. Uh-huh. And so he's wearing this big-ass fucking belt buckle. And they're, like, again, eyes are on him. They're like, belt buckle, really, bro? But your horse has got one and two. Uh-huh. Like, this is a big fucking deal.
Yeah.
The jockeys that he, you know, employed, they said he was scary as fuck. Like,
I bet he was.
He was just like,
he was an awful person. Mm-hmm. He's probably the type of person that would just hit you and think he could just get away with it.
Some kids charged, like, filed charges against him because, like, he, like, had an altercation with, like, some random kids. He was, like, gonna throw chairs at them. It's like, he's crazy. He's a crazy dude.
What does he look like? Is he, like, a big, tall guy, or is he, like, a short little asshole guy that's, like, is he, like, fucking, Tommy on Goodfellas, a little dude that just, like, punches people? What? Ew! Somebody married him? He looks like a troll!
He's an ugly dude.
He looks like a fucking troll. He looks like Shrek.
Oh, gosh. Don't worry, guys. You'll see the images tonight. Y'all gonna see this tonight. He's ugly. Yeah, see?
He looks like... Yeah, no. He should have been paying for plastic surgery.
Okay. He was paying for plastic surgery for his wife.
Of course. Of course.
For his wife, he's paying for plastic surgery. So they're investigating what the fuck is going on. They're like, who's this guy? How is he spending this money? Why? They figure out that he's paying double, which is strange, for the rent on the building that they're using in Florida. They're like, why are you paying double? Like, who does that? And so then they go and investigate who the owner of the building is.
It's him.
It's his wife.
Oh.
So he's double dipping. So they're paying rent to his wife on a building that they own. So he's pulling money out that way as well. So
he's not even pulling money out. He's just
paying himself.
He's recycling the money to himself.
Yeah. This guy's a piece of shit. That's fucked up.
So he's, okay, why pay anything? Why even pay anything? That's stupid.
He's giving bonuses to the jockeys that win. They're like, oh, you know, he was very generous.
Mm-hmm.
It's coming from Body Armor. That's who he's paying.
Right.
So he's just filling his pockets and he's going on shopping
sprees. But he's not paying his employees.
He doesn't want to pay his employees. He's being cheap on products. And he doesn't care that he's sending out a lot of vests that aren't going to save a life.
Mm-hmm. Like, don't get me wrong, I'm not for the military-industrial complex at all, but fucking people, there's people that are gonna die.
There's people that are gonna
because
die.
Because of this fucking assholery.
So, since he's fudging the numbers and they find this out, he's cheating his investors.
Yes. A lot.
So, David resigns as chairman and CEO in July of 2006 to help, because there was a lawsuit against his shareholders. So, he was like, okay, I'm gonna resign. You know, for this,
this lawsuit. I messed up. Sorry, guys.
The SEC filed insider trading and fraud charges against him, and also the chief financial advisor, which I'm sure was probably his wife or his brother. It wasn't really clear who they were, so maybe they were different people. During the trial, they found out that he used about $6 million in unauthorized expenditures, like the plastic surgery for the wife, the vacations, the bonuses, and all this stuff. But then there's the stock manipulation. There's the he's paying himself rent and all kinds of things. And other things, they figure out that he ran up about $185 million in fraud. In 2010, he gets sentenced to 17 years in prison. And
17 whole years
in prison. And October 2016,
he got out.
He died in prison.
Oh, okay.
And it's actually still under investigation. He was 61 years old.
His death is under investigation?
Mm-hmm. Because he was at the Federal Correctional Institution in Danbury, Connecticut.
Oh.
And they said, like, he got sick, and then he went to the infirmary, and then he died. I thought somebody kicked his ass, personally. Because, like, if you're going he was hard on people.
He was at Club Fed.
Club Fed! And he was just a horrible person.
Yeah, that's trash.
David H. Brooks.
That's crazy.
Yeah. And when he died, the government was able to seize assets and restitution.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's like to the
company.
Some of that money.
It goes to the company. It goes to Point Blank because they're the ones that got frauded because they were making so much money. And that's the story of David H. Brooks, a real piece of work.
Yeah, that's garbage.
Yeah.
That's just, dude.
It's horrible.
People like that. Why do they exist? Why do people like that exist? Well, I don't understand.
He doesn't anymore. He died.
But there's more people out that like
there
like
are. That you got to be. You got to watch out for people. People who yell at you or are aggressive or just like just in your face. They're up to something.
Yeah,
they're fucking up to
yeah,
something.
Yeah, it's always those type of people that are doing yeah. shit. Like it's never someone who's like, oh hey sweetie. Actually, that's not true. Because there's a lot of nice people that are like you know Yan LeJuan, but he wasn't doing that shit.
Yeah,
like putting people's lives in danger.
Didn't care and didn't give a shit. I'm sorry. And didn't give a shit about it.
Look, do you think your child is in the room or
I'm
something?
I'm such a mom. Do you have a thumbs up for the week?
Oh, well, let's see. NaNoWriMo has begun. I wrote 167 words so far, and this is day 2.
You got it, girl.
I am literally behind by about 3,000 words. So I need to get up there and get to writing. So that is my thumbs up is I'm going to be pounding the keys, hopefully, and get my 50,000K word goal out there.
Pound them keys, sis.
What's your thumbs up?
For so, today? Y'all, don't tell nobody, but I got some weed growing in my backyard, right? And now it is in the, what stage is it when it's putting on leaves?
Growing?
No, it's something stage. Vegetation. It's in the vegetation stage, so it's putting on leaves, and it's really exciting. Like, you know, I mean, we're in California, so I can legally have plants in my backyard, and I don't think they're going to make it to the flowering stage because it's November, but I'm definitely going to try, and this is like a little science project I have going on in my backyard, and I'm super excited about it.
Do you know, you don't know if they're male or female yet?
I do not know, but I bought them like a year ago from like a legit seed people. And they were like, they're feminized.
Oh, okay.
So I'm hoping, you know, they are lady seeds. And I'm just really excited about it. It's a lot of fun. It's fun watching things grow. And I think this will kind of prepare me so when it gets springtime, I'm going to be moving that weight.
Okay.
Plants all over the place.
I need to try to move my garden to the backyard.
Well, if you need some help, I'll come over and help you.
I just don't know when I'm going to do it.
I'll come over to your house over the weekend and we'll do it.
What weekend?
Sunday.
No.
Come on. Let's do it.
Come on.
Come on, man. It's all good. Guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening.
I didn't say I was going to do it this weekend. I'm still growing a pumpkin in there. I can't move it.
Okay.
Move the garden until the pumpkin's done.
Let me know when you're ready. Okay. But guys, thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. If you aren't already, go ahead and subscribe. We have listeners in France. Someone has been like listening a lot, or a few people have been listening a lot in France. So I want to say bonjour. Comment ça va?
All right.
Thank you. Merci beaucoup. Merci beaucoup. And Anthony, we love you too. Thank you guys for listening. And I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Fleet.
And this was
Book of Lies.
Podcast.
It's Bolt Bitches. Look, are we translated in French?
No. People in France speak English.
Some of them.
Oh, wow.